Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Dip-dee-doo. 200,000 people in 2025 still without power after 4 days. Or is it five now at this stage? Now, don't get me wrong. Hats off to all the guys and girls who are climbing up poles as we speak in all weathers to try and reconnect people all over the country. But, hats off to yous, but it's unacceptable. And the reason it's unacceptable is because it's preventable. And there are many ways we could prevent this in the future. You know, we're no stranger to storms. This is Ireland. It's the land of many weathers. This happens 3 to 4 times a year where hundreds of thousands of people are without power. Now, this is obviously the worst because of, I suppose, it's been spread across the whole country. Most of the storms only hit a few counties or whatever, right? Many of those people will have their power back by the 31st of January, according to ESB Networks. 100,000. The other 120,000 won't have their power back till the 5th of January or February. That's unacceptable in this day and age. And the reason it's happened is because of... We've never heard the word prevention is better than cure. We live in a small country geographically with a reasonably dense population in 4 parts of the country. So the most of the population of this country live in Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway. The rest of the population is scattered wide across the country and a small little country. 3.5 hours wide, 4 hours long. I mean, for God's sake, why can't we put cables under the ground? Their argument is it's harder to manage cables under the ground. And I get that. But if you look at statistically, the chances of things going wrong with cables under the ground are like something like 700% less. So when we put up cables from pole to pole, going through trees and branches, we're asking for trouble. Asking for it. When hundreds of thousands, or at least every single cable, is feeding a few hundred or a few thousand people, we're asking for trouble. Why can't we sort it out? Here's the other thing. A lot of people are without water because we've no power at the reservoirs. We ordered 5 large generators. We got them from Germany. They've been sitting in Dublin Port for nearly a year. Why? Because they're too big and we can't transport them. We don't think things through in this country. Also, we're focusing very much on wind power. Most of those windmills, as far as I know, and somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, on strong windy days and storms have to be turned off. So they're useless in those situations. Most of them only last 15 years and have to be taken back down again. Why aren't we using nuclear power? Why aren't we moving forward? If we really want to abandon fossil fuel, nuclear power. But here's the thing, fossil fuel, all you fossil fuel haters out there. If you're one of these people with an A-rated home and no fireplace and your lovely electric car out in the garden, how are you faring off at the moment with no power? Not too good, I imagine. We've all resorted back to fossil fuels. Gas burners to heat up some water for a cup of tea. You know, do you understand what I'm saying? We depend on fossil fuels at times like this. We have to burn things to create heat. We have to put diesel in our cars to get it going. Electric car is no good to you, by the way, when you're living in a home right now with no power for 2 weeks. What are you supposed to do? Stay at home? So we really need to start thinking things through in this country. We're a small country. It doesn't take much. But here's the worst part of it. The worst part of it is we have a government who've practically done nothing since they announced the election back in October. So they haven't really done a day's work apart from being out on the campaign trail. It took them weeks to get a government together, ending in a debacle like the Muppet Show last week. And eventually when they did get it together, they were all smiles and selfies and giggling and laughing and everything up in the president's house. And then, let's take 2 weeks holidays. When they knew what was happening, the biggest storm in the country on the day that they were inaugurated, if that's the word you want to use. And we'll take a holiday. Where are they? Now, I'm not saying they're going to climb up poles and get your electricity back, but what we need right now is leadership. This is a crisis, just like every other crisis we have over the last 5 years. And these clowns slag off Donald Trump. Love him or hate him. Love his policies or hate his policies. The man has done more work in 1 week than a lot of them have done in 5 years. When it comes to policies, implementing policies, signing executive orders, whether you agree with them or whether you don't agree with them. So what I'm saying to you is, we need leadership. We need feet on the ground. We need politicians who will actually do something, who will actually get out there and get their hands dirty. We don't have it. There's my rant over for this evening. I'm sorry to all the people, by the way, who don't have power. Please be careful, particularly those who don't have heat either, because you might be relying on electric heating. Some people have gas and they might have got their gas back, which is okay. So, and you're back to using your old radio again, maybe, if you don't have your devices charged up. I know people who are going out to their cars to charge up the device. I spoke to one woman today on the podcast and she said her whole village have to drive to the graveyard because it's the only place there's a signal, because all the other masts are down. So the whole village were all sitting in the graveyard and they weren't paying their respects to people. They were there just so they could get a signal and go on their phones. That's how bad it is. It's like a third world country when things like this happen. And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be like that. And as I said, this is no reflection on the men and women who work for Airgrid, for, you know, the ESB. They work hard. There isn't enough of them. We have shamed people in out of manual work over the last 10 years. Most young people now don't want to get their hands dirty. They want to sit behind a computer. Because we've shamed them into thinking that being an electrician or a plumber or a plasterer or a bricklayer or any of those things is a kind of job for, you know, those in the lower class. Those working class people. Those horrible working class people. You know, and that's not the case at all. Because I can tell you now, I know plumbers. I know electricians. I know all those people. And they make a lot more money than people in the tech industry. They're busy and they're out the door. You ring up and try and get a plumber for your house or try and get an electrician for your house. You see if you can get them within at least 3 weeks, you won't. So what I'm saying to you is we need to get back to basics. Because we will always have electricity. We will always have plumbing. We will always have carpenters. We will always need bricklayers. We will always need those people. That won't be taken over by robots. Not just yet, anyway. Anyway, and we'll always need people to climb up poles. Unfortunately, because we seem to not want to bury... because the, what do you call it, the multi-connector that they want to connect the country with Northern Ireland. And I know they use multi-connectors over the country. They're still planning on doing that overground rather than underground, which blows my mind. We've a lot to get through, by the way. Is child-free by choice okay, or is it selfish? In other words, is it selfish not to want to have children? It's something that's been raised over the last few weeks. We've talked about different reasons why people don't want to have children. Also, by the way, we have a bit of nostalgia later on. Yeah, we're going back in time. What old ads bring back memories? And I said to AJ today, I remember the one with the little robots on the spaceship. Remember when MASH... When MASH gets MASH... Is that it? Am I singing it wrong? And the little robots. They humans, they do not use potatoes. Instead, they mash them up to little bits. Do you remember that ad? And they all start laughing. It's hilarious. Great ad. The old Nescafe ads were great. Remember, there was almost like a little love story to them. Anyway, I don't think that we put the same effort marketers into advertising nowadays. Maybe at Christmas they do, the big ads at Christmas. But generally speaking, we don't put the same effort into advertising nowadays as we used to. So let me know your favourite ads from the 1960s, 70s, 80s. Pennies was a great one. It was one at Christmas. Pennies, got a whole lot of things for Christmas. Got a lot for the family. Yeah, my mother used to buy me those Pennies jumpers at the time, back in the 70s. They were awful looking. Hence, I haven't worn a jumper since. But first tonight, I want to look at a topic that has kind of divided opinion in the past. And should we rethink or even do away with card days? Now, there are days we dedicate to celebrating specific relationships, like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day, which I didn't even know existed, but there you go, it does. And even Valentine's Day. For many, these days are opportunities to express love, gratitude, and connection. But for others, according to some people, they can be a painful reminder of loss or absence. Back in 2017, a woman called for Father's Day to be renamed Special Persons Day, so the children without dads wouldn't feel left out or upset in that situation, particularly if the teacher was making cards, which I'm not too sure they're allowed to even do anymore. An Australian activist with a doctorate in early childhood studies, Dr. Red Ruby Scarlett, campaigned for the name of the annual holiday to be changed. Then there's the concern about commercialisation. Many people feel days like Valentine's Day have lost their meaning and are now more about spending money on cards, flowers, gifts, and not about the genuine connection between two people. So is it time to move away from these card days? Let's focus on the Father's Day, Mother's Day, Grandparents' Day for the moment. Forget about the Valentine's Day, because at least those people are with each other and they both agree to it. But the other ones, you're doing it for somebody else, so to speak. So is it fair, you know, on a little kid whose dad might have died or his dad left and abandoned his mother when he was three to go into school and all the other kids are going, oh, pardon me, we're making a Father's Day card today. Woo, I don't have a father. Is that fair? Should we abandon these days? Are they insensitive? Is it time to move away from these days? Which, by the way, we all know they were invented by Hallmark to make money. These days didn't exist years ago. People were appreciated on certain days of the year, but there was no cards. Cards were brought about by Hallmark, and any new day for Hallmark is a great day because they can sell cards. Or are they important traditions that we should preserve, like Mother's Day and the respect we have for Irish mammies? Let me know your thoughts, by the way. The number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp us or get involved, by the way, on social media and Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. So let us know, do you think these card days are now irrelevant and we should stop doing them? Let me go first of all to Danielle if I can. Danielle, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Matt. How are you? I'm a bit frustrated, everything going on, but there you go.
Oh, my little rant at the start, are you talking about, yeah?
Yep, brilliant. Absolutely to the point, so you are. And do you know what I think we should do? Make a National Niall Boylan Day.
A National Niall Boylan Day. I'm with that, yeah. What would I, go on the air for the whole day? Just give out all day?
Just go on your super rant all day.
Yeah.
That would be brilliant. What do you think?
I think it might be a runner, all right, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. National so Niall Boylan Day. Niall Boylan Day. Appreciation Day. Yeah, yeah.
Day.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm not quite sure about the name, but something.
Well, if Boyle Sports have their way, by the way, I'll be running for president, according to them. So, if according to Boyle Sports, I'm 200-1. By the way, to win the presidency.
I'd rather you in government running the country property than a president, because you'd have no power.
Well, the president has a bit more power than people think they have, but that's a whole other day's argument, a whole other show.
Yeah, don't quote her. Anyway, back to these cards.
Father's Day, Mother's Day. What do you reckon?
Isn't it lovely? The gesture is lovely. Mm. You know, that you appreciate a parent, your grandparents, but the cards are awful expensive.
And they're getting more. Well, here's the thing. They don't have to be expensive. You can buy cheap ones.
True. Yeah.
You know, does it really matter that you pay £6 for a card or £1.50 or something?
Yeah, doesn't really matter as long as the gesture is there.
Yeah.
And I even think without a card you can show appreciation and love and joy and stuff like that.
But see, there are people who are campaigning to get rid of the days, not just the cards, the days, just to, you know, because they say it's insensitive to say kids who don't have a father.
How long has it been around, you know, since I can remember, you know, it might be a silly question, but I think the gesture is lovely and I know it's unfair in kids that don't have parents around.
Mm-hmm.
But I think personally, I think the cards are a waste of time. But that's my view.
Okay, Mother's Day started in America and was originally celebrated by President Woodrow Wilson, who made it a national holiday in 1914.
Wow.
There you go. So it's been around over 100 years.
It's been around. It's the tradition is lovely and I really adore that, you know?
Let me see when Father's Day came about. Hold on.
Changing the names of them.
Oh yeah, Father's Day was also first celebrated in the United States, by the way. In 1910, right. A little bit before Mother's Day, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
So it is a long-standing tradition then.
Yeah, by a girl, I think, Sonara Smart Dodd. She was a stenographer in the courts in Washington, and she founded Father's Day in 1910.
And the irony of that.
Yeah, it took a woman to appreciate men. Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with celebrating Father's Day, Mother's Day, Grandparents' Day, you know?
Mm.
So there isn't, because we're after finding out it's a long-standing tradition. And that one in Australia wanting to change the names.
There was an Irish woman as well who had a campaign back in 2017. I remember interviewing her. She was from Balbriggan or Skerries or somewhere like that. Anyway, her ex-partner had left her when her children were young. And she thought it was, you know, offensive to her children to have a Father's Day. And she wanted to have it renamed Special Persons Day.
No, don't mess with things like that.
Okay.
Just leave everything as it is. There's enough going on in the world. Can people not just have 1-2 days a year?
Where we appreciate. But there's more and more of these days. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe I'm just being old-fashioned here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do your kids get you a Mother's Day card?
Oh, no, I have no kids.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Danielle, you don't have any children. Yeah. Do you get your mum a Mother's Day card?
My mum passed away.
Oh God, I'm really asking all the right questions.
It's all right. No, but for Father's Day, I wouldn't get my dad cards because he doesn't like them.
Right. Okay.
Do you know? And he's straight about it. Like he doesn't even. He'd rather just go out and have a cup of coffee with me. Or
is he a grumpy old man?
Dinner.
Is he a grumpy old man?
No, he's grand. He just doesn't. As far back as I can remember, he never liked cards.
Yeah, I know somebody like that too, who just couldn't care less about cards. Not into cards.
He appreciates if someone gives him one.
Yeah.
But because I know he doesn't like them, I won't give him one.
I know. Do me a favour, stay there, Danielle. And Valerie, I'm going to come straight to you after the short break. So, on a side note, by the way, somebody sent us a text. Now, I'm a regular listener. I'm sitting in my car in Tuam County, Galway. I live in Dunmore, and I have to drive 10 miles just to get coverage so that people know we are okay. About the TDs, my friends, Michael Fitzmaurice TD, he's been Independent Ireland, and Declan Garrity TD, Independent, are out since Friday, cutting and removing trees. They are blocking, unblocking roads all over the area. Shout out to them and all the volunteers helping in the area. We would be lost without them. No electric or water in our area. Feel sorry for all the older people in the area. Well, well done, by the way. Michael Fitzmaurice is a good man. He is a good man, in fairness, and Declan Garrity, for getting out and doing that. And some of those independents and some of those smaller parties are probably better than some of the main parties. You wouldn't see, I don't know, Micheál Martin, maybe, or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he is out cutting trees as we speak, but I doubt it very much. Anyway, the point I was making is that the Dáil, as Pádraig Tobin said today, the Dáil should come out of their holidays. They should come out of recess, and they should be there dealing with the situation now. Back to cards. Let me go to Valerie. Valerie, hi, how are you? You there, Valerie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah. Valerie, these days, are they a waste of time? Are they a good thing, or are they insensitive to people who don't have those people in their lives?
Are you talking about the Dáil or cards?
Oh, forget about the Dáil.
They're definitely insensitive.
Yeah, I suppose the answer would be yes, no to both of those. But go on. Yes, now let's get back to the cards. Yeah. I mean, is it a waste of time? The Dáil is a waste of time. Absolutely. go on, Valerie.
What's the question, Niall?
The question is in relation to these cards. Should we abolish these days? Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day? Should we abolish them?
I don't know. I mean, like this evening at this point, it's like so far away from how I'm feeling, you know. I think that like it's a national emergency for people, not cards. Cards might help. Because there's so many people that are out of power and no electricity and no hot food.
Mm.
And what's really bothering me here is that, like, where... Now, you said that the Dáil are on holidays.
Mm.
And they are. But I think, like, that the army should be out bringing water and food, and it's the crisis.
No, it is for 220,000 people right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
I mean, I have my friends staying over here tonight because they have no power.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not power as in the Dáil. That's a different thing.
I know. No physical power.
But no heat, no light. And there's not a word about it. And also the price of diesel. Do you mind the price of fucking cards?
Oh, and I know it's gone back up again. Yeah, it's like 180 now, isn't it? Or 179, yeah. Well, you know, you can blame the Greens for that, by the way. And according to the programme for government, we are going to keep seeing that increase every single year, by the way. They're going to continue with that carbon tax every year. So,
well, I'm very sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, do you know what would be a great card? If the government pulled them out of their backsides and done something. Or give people vouchers for hotels or something. They have no power. I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Do you know?
It's relief. It's like war.
I know a lot of people say, oh, but should we have power cuts back in the 60s and 70s and we dealt with it? But it's not the same. We have come to expect electricity now. Electricity is part of what we are. It's like water. It's like everything else. We need electricity. And we need it for the economy because millions would be lost to the economy as well this week without electricity. And let's think of all the older people and the vulnerable people who are at home and don't have the help that, you know, they desire because they have no electricity.
Exactly.
No communication. Yeah.
You know, can you imagine being an old person or a thing? Now, that's my work. I'm a carer. I know what I'm talking about here. And it's really very serious.
Of course it is, because they rely on having communication in case something goes wrong or they have a fall or whatever it happens to be. And if they've no electricity and no internet, they've no communication.
And that's like crisis end of it. I mean, the regular part of it is, I mean, we only got our power back last night at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been in darkness and cold since Friday.
Lucky you, but that's the way that we look at it at the moment.
Absolutely, Niall. We are so lucky. And that's why...
Some people, the ESB said there's 100,000 people probably won't get it back till the 5th of February.
Ridiculous.
And that's why my friend is staying here with me tonight with her daughter. Because her house is cold and dark. And it's not like she's not paying for electricity. You know, it's not like she's poor or...
Yeah, no, I know.
She's
cold. And that's very good of you, by the way, to take somebody in.
Oh, I love her. It's no problem.
See, look, everybody's texting in now about what you're talking about and not the topic we're talking about. Yeah. But I understand. That's okay, too. That's what the show is for. You know, and by the way, as I said at the start of the show, this kind of thing, it's not completely avoidable. Storms will always take out power. But we can prevent these problems by A, there's lots of ways to prevent it. Cutting down dead trees before they get to fall down. And that's usually what takes down the cables, is trees, fallen trees. Putting cables under the ground, not over the ground. All of these things help to stop people from losing their power. But we don't do it.
And I hope we learn from it. Yeah.
You know, they could put in stronger poles.
Yeah, and somebody said to me today, but that costs money now. I said, yeah, we're quite happy to spend $325,000 on a bleeding bike shed.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And before, sorry, I don't mean to cut across you.
No, you're okay. Go ahead, Farley. You're fine.
What's your name?
Her name is Danielle.
Danielle, nice to talk to you. Yeah.
You too, Valerie.
Back to Donald Trump.
Let's not go in too many different directions, Valerie, if we can, right? We spoke about Donald Trump in great detail last week, and let's stick to either what we're talking about. I don't mind people talking about the storm because I know it's affecting so many people at the moment.
I love Donald Trump, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. but I understand, I appreciate what you're saying, Valerie. In relation to the cards, it kind of seems meaningless now, doesn't it?
Wow.
That somebody wants to get rid of these days, Father's Day, Mother's Day, and Granny's Day.
It is an interesting topic if it weren't so critical where we're at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, but we did talk about it today as well. So it's kind of hard for us just to talk about the same thing over and over again, Valerie. And I understand how depressing that can be for people too who are in that situation to hear us talking about it constantly. But anyway, let me just go to Sean as well. Sean, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Noel? Good afternoon to you. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you.
Fucking hell. Well, where do you start, Niall? I just want to get my two pence worth on the storm as well. Oh, I've been saying this for
years. You might as well. Everybody else is. AJ, let's just switch the topic here. Go ahead. Go on.
Well, you nailed it, Niall. And I said this years ago. Why are they not putting, you know, they're laying down new roads, new cycleways. Why haven't they put the cables under the ground? Why didn't they start it 10 years ago, 15 years ago? You know, and we're going to, as you said, have the same problem again and again and again.
This is the second time this year, and we're due another one probably in about a month's time. I mean, look, it happens about three or four times a year. We shouldn't be surprised. Brilliant. This has nothing to do with climate change. We shouldn't be surprised by this. It happens regularly.
You can imagine your insurance payouts now, and God love the people that they damaged their homes are damaged. They're without power tonight. You're seeing there, Niall. I want to give a big shout out, actually, Niall, and I'm a big follower of him, Richard O'Donoghue. What a guy.
Oh,
what a guy. He hasn't stopped. He has not stopped, Niall.
And Ms. Michael Fitzmaurice earlier on I mentioned as well, also with Independent Ireland, yeah.
Yes, Niall. Because, Niall, here's the thing, and here's the laugh about it. These clowns are all on holiday. I'm not, you know, I see Mary Lou there asking there for them to get back. But you know what? They should have been back at the drop of a hat. One lady said there the army should have been drafted them. Another lady said there they should have been put up in hotels. Now, the army should have been brought in, no doubt about it. I did hear mention
today of army helicopters being used, but maybe I don't know. Maybe that's I heard mention of that today.
Yeah, well, they should have been, you know, on foot, Niall, and bringing in heaters, generators, whatever it may be.
Yeah, cutting down trees.
Half of the hotels are gone because, you know, all our new friends are staying in them. But I didn't want to get into that, Niall, either to you. But the fact of the matter is, Niall, what a shit show for 2025. When they knew quite well the storm was coming. They all know, is it? And they're still there. Still on the holiday.
It reminds me of what's going on at the moment in Los Angeles. The fires in Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
Now, you can never stop forest fires in Los Angeles, right? Because they just happen, right? Because of the weather, the type of weather they get, right? But you can remove the damage, or you can reduce the damage by putting fire breaks in the forests, by removing all the dead wood from the forest. You can make sure that there's no population. Like, for example, recently they've allowed them to build the palisades right beside the forest. So you can remove all these problems by prevention. The same goes in this situation. You can prevent a lot of, you won't prevent all of it, but you can certainly prevent a lot of it by putting power cables underground, by removing dead trees. You know what I mean? All those dead... You look at the trees. Have you seen some of the TikTok videos going around of trees falling down? Look at a lot of them. They're hollow inside. They're dead. They're bound to fall down. They were, you know, they were destined to fall down in a decent wind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and then you've got cables running through them. You know?
That's all we need. That's all we want, you know? And that's what it's going to solve now.
And then we had generators. It's because of the water. Obviously, a lot of people were at water because there's no pumps operating from the, you know, from the reservoirs, right? So, but that was a problem that should have been resolved because we ordered 5 massive generators from Germany. But they're sitting down in Dublin Port for the last year because they're too big to transport them. Nobody thought about the size of them.
As you know, Niall, back then they were powered in them by peat. And, you know.
Yep.
Yep. You know, and they worked fine. As you said, nuclear power might be the way to go. I don't know. Yeah. But, you know.
But hey, we're following.
We're
back in with, yes. You know, the only people with cars at the moment are people with diesel and petrol. The people with electric cars are snookered at the moment, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're always going to be. Because it's Ireland, as you said. This is going to happen a few times a year. Back to the card, Niall. I love a Father's Day card. I always do and I always will. I like getting one every year. I'm a good father to my kids. I always have been, and you know, and that's I live for my kids. I had a great life, and you know, my father, you know, he gave us a great life. So we fix what's not broke, you know.
But some people are saying, some people are saying it is broke because what this woman is saying, you know, is that, you know, there are kids who don't have a father, for example, and it's a bit insensitive to them that we should rename it Special Persons Day. It's a bit politically correct.
The 2-3% that don't have fathers, or they don't have, well, you know, God forbid.
I
don't want to come across like a bad fucker here, but you know, that's just the way life is, you know. Yeah. And what do? We water it down so much, Niall, for everybody that we just cancel Father's Day cards or just cancel Father's Day? Because you know, the fact of the matter is, what's happening here in Ireland, like, again, I wish Trump was there. I really do. You know what you said earlier on? Because he's getting rid of all this, you know, this ideology of, another thing, Niall, I don't know what's going to knock the ground.
Oh, we're going around in circles tonight. You might as well. We're going around in circles tonight anyway. Yeah, but go on.
Transgenderism, everything. Get rid of it all.
You can't get rid of it, but, and that's not what he's doing. What he got rid of was DEI, which is inclusion and equality. He's got rid of all those departments and I don't disagree with him, and many people agree with the idea that those kind of departments basically purposely discriminate against people unless you're in a minority. So, and he's got rid of the idea that there's anything more than male and female from all government departments. Okay. I understand that. Yeah, some people might agree, some people might disagree with that.
Get rid of it out of classrooms here in Ireland. Mm. I don't want to hear about transgenderism. That's
your choice.
There's only male and female, and that's all there will ever be. you know. And if anybody offends, and I heard it, Niall, there on Ireland AM there this morning, there, the LGBTQ, this, that, you're, and she was giving her socks and shoes. And she says, oh, well, it might be hurtful, this, that. So what? I don't care. You know, it's hurtful to my kids hearing about genderism. How does she feel about that?
Okay, no, I get that. I don't want to go into other topics, and you're entitled to your view of it, as other people might have an opposing view to that. Let's not go down rabbit holes here. Let's either focus on what we're talking about, which is either the cards or, I suppose, the storm.
I want the Father's Day card. I do. Yeah, this year and every other year. I do, yes. Of course I do.
Okay,
and the deadbeat dads or anything else, I don't care about. I don't care about any of it. I want the Father's Day card every year until I'm dead. I do.
And you want to give one to your mother as well. Okay, well, say that.
I always did. I always said my father, my mother, the mother of my children. We always get a Mother's Day card. We always get a present. So of course we do, and we always will.
Well, say there, Ashley. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Jeez, we've got in every direction tonight, Ashley. We're talking about everything, it seems.
No, what I was saying was basically the similar. It may sound heartless, but if you chose a crappy baby daddy, it's not the rest of the world's problem that your kid's father's not around. If your father passed away, then you can go and celebrate the Father's Day from the grave or whatever. And you can do other things nice that way. Like, why does everything have to be cancelled and everyone else have to suffer just because people are miserable and they just want to ruin everyone else's happiness because
yeah.
something's
bad happened
to them? Well, they wanted to rename Father's Day Special Persons Day.
That is like I said, it's not
same
like
as the Constitution
that,
getting rid of the mother oil, huh?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I wouldn't like to get rid of the Mother's Day. I think Mother's Day is wonderful because the women of Ireland, the mothers of Ireland, by the way, are very special people, and I think they deserve a day where we should recognise them all the time, but I think they do deserve a special day where we recognise them as being special.
Yeah, all it is really is like you go out for dinner or you go out for lunch and you get a card or a chocolate or something like it's. Like, why ruin everyone else's happiness just because people want to cancel stuff because they had a bad day? If you pick a bad baby daddy, that's not the rest of the world's problem. Like,
have they become too commercialized? Do you think?
I wouldn't be a huge fan of Valentine's Day, but I wouldn't be big on that.
Is that because you don't have someone in your life right now?
No, I'm married in that, but
okay, all right, okay.
But, like, you've got birthdays to celebrate, you've got Father's Day, you've got Christmas, like, Valentine's Day is just, I find Valentine's Day just Valentine's Day, but,
And what do you do with your other half of Valentine's Day? Do you just go out for a meal or flowers? Or?
I think she used to get me flowers and that, maybe, I can't remember, but, we don't kind of celebrate it as much now, like, we're all saving money and that, but, I wouldn't be offended or anything for Valentine's Day, but, yeah, as far as Mother's Day and Father's Day go, then just... leave everyone be, like, Mother's Day and Father's Day. Grandparents, I'm sure they like to see their grandkids and get some cards. It just brightens everyone's, like, day up, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it does. It's nice to get a card, isn't it? Kind of, particularly when you get one off your kid, it kind of makes you feel good, doesn't it? Kind of makes you feel a bit appreciated.
I love it, Niall. Yeah. I love it. I always did love it. You know, I have two kids, Niall, and they always get me a Father's Day card. And they always get me little gifts, and I love them. I love them for that. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I love them for that. I always loved my kids. But I love getting that on Father's Day now. I love waking up and, you know, the missus will do the fry up, and she's so good at that. And I do
the missus will do the fry up. That's real
she
Irish,
would.
Isn't it?
She would do, honest to God. And I'd give her breakfast in bed on Mother's Day as well. Of course I would, and I'd return the favour. And that's always what I've done. I've been doing this since I was a father 25 years ago, you know, and I'm never going to stop doing it. You know?
Ashley, I detect an accent, by the way. Australian, I assume, is it?
I was in New Zealand, but I was in Australia for about 12 years, so it's a bit of a mix. But,
yeah, Australasian then, okay. In New Zealand and Australia, is Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day, are they as big as they would be here in Europe?
I've only been here for 2 years, so I'm not sure, but it's all the same. Like, they all celebrate in that. But even here, like, the kids make cards in preschool, like a Father's Day card, and they make Mother's Day cards. Like, that's fun for the kids, and they like bringing home their cards.
Oh, they did. They banned that. No, hey, what did I tell you? Going back a good few years ago, I'll get AJ to look it up now, but I remember the schools banned the kids from making the cards in school, the teachers assisting making the cards in school. Because it was deemed to be not politically correct for this very reason that we're talking about tonight, because, you know, a kid might not have a father or mother, or whatever it is. So the schools kind of banned them from doing it.
But like that, though, if the kid doesn't, like, if the poor parent passed away or something, you can still make a card, you can take it to the grave,
yeah,
like, you can
see. And it remembers them. You still, I mean, you still have a father. He may have passed away, but you still have him.
Exactly. Yeah. And if the dad's gone and up and left and you never see him, then, well, he doesn't need to be celebrated anyway. But if he still sees the kids, like, on alternate weekends or whatever, then I'm sure the kid will still get a Father's Day card. Like, what kids are left out when you look at it logically, really? Like,
okay, well, stay there for a second because I want to go to Siobhan after the break as well. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. A lot of people texting in about the storm as well. We want to hear, by the way, your situation. We might take a few calls after the news on that as well, by the way. What your situation is right now. Do you have power? Do you have water? Do you have gas? Do you have... The big problem of people, by the way, is mobile phone signal. They've no mobile phone signal because a lot of the masts are down and they're powered, obviously, by electricity. And a lot of the masts are down. So there might only be one mast working in your area. So you have to drive 10 or 15 miles just to get a couple of bars of signal on your phone. Niall, you can be assured that Eamon Ryan is not sitting in a cold house with no lights and no water. Him and his fellow Green Looney Tunes forced in building regulations which basically banned open fires, solid fuel heating and natural gas. Now people are in the cold and in the dark, no running water and empty stomachs. And Ryan will continue to collect his huge pension. I do agree. You know, all these regulations at a time like this don't pay dividends. They just don't. Because if you're in an A-rated home, you don't even have a fireplace now. You can chuck things in to heat the house up. You don't have a back boiler. You don't have a storage heater. So you don't have all of those things because you rely solely on electricity or maybe a bit of solar. So you rely on all of that. Then your electric car is sitting in the garden and you've nowhere to plug it in because you've no electricity. Unless, of course, you have some power built up in your big battery that costs you a fortune from your solar panels on your roof, which if you happen to have solar panels on your roof. And your house may not be quite as cold because it's A-rated, but it's still going to be cold because there's no heat on the inside. So, you know, when all things go wrong, as somebody said to me today, they had to borrow a car off the friend because they had an electric car. They had to borrow a car off the friend because at least the friend had a diesel car. You know, we all head back to fossil fuels. All those generators all over the country, they're not being run by fresh air or the sun. They're being run by diesel and petrol. Siobhan, hi, how are you?
Hi, Mom, how are you?
Good. Getting back to cards. Yeah. Mm. Are they a good thing?
Ask me about the storm first, Niall.
Okay, I'm asking you about the storm first then. Go on. Tell us about the storm.
So, my next but one neighbour, so not next door, but the next one over, his tiles flew off his roof, ripped half his roof off, landed on my car that I have for like a month, 5 weeks or something, and I've a load of dents in my roof, hit the back of the car, hit the side of the car, can't open my passenger door,
oh, no.
Knocked on the door, so what are you going to do about this? F off. I haven't got any house insurance.
Oh.
I know. Give me a break.
And what about, I was going to say, what about your insurance? But if you claim off your insurance, you'll lose your bonus if you claim off your fully comp.
I will, and I have, like, the maximum no-claims bonus. I have that step back, so what do you lose, 2 years or something? Oh, God.
And did you get a quote? Did you get a quote to get it fixed yet?
No, not yet. I'm going to do it this week because my next-door neighbour that's directly next door to me, his car got damaged as well, and it broke his back window. So the two of us are going to team up and just beat them up, really, I think is our plan.
This is why insurance, house insurance, should not be something that's just obligatory. It should be compulsory. Everybody should have to have a house insurance for that reason.
Sure, absolutely.
No, it should be like car insurance. You should have to have it if you have a house.
Yeah, absolutely. They're basically saying that they're tenants and they don't have house insurance.
Well, if they're tenants, there's a landlord, isn't there?
Exactly, yeah. So it's the landlord that has to have the house insurance. Now, one of my colleagues today was able to check if they were registered with the RTB, and they're not registered, so...
Surprise, surprise.
You know, it'd be more hassle for them, because I think they can face up... It's highly unlikely they'd be fined. I think they can get, like, a €4,000 fine.
Well, if I was you, I would try and track down the landlord, find out who he is. I would doubt he doesn't have house insurance if he has tenants in the house. I would imagine he has insurance.
I know, you'd have to...
Track him. Yeah, you need to track him. You need to... Now, let's use the word hunt him down. Not track him down. Hunt him. Yeah. Okay, get it. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry. It sounds like every panel on the car is destroyed. That's going to cost a few quid. Anyway, you could be looking at a lot of money there. Sorry, Siobhan, you could be the bearer of bad news, but I'm sure you've been told that already.
Thanks, Niall.
So what about cards? Getting back to cards. Are they a waste of money, a waste of time? Are these days a waste of time?
Well, I don't think Mother's and Father's Day cards are a waste of time and birthday cards and all that, but I wouldn't be going in for, best of luck in your new job, you're leaving, happy anniversary. Valentine's cards, absolutely not. I don't do Valentine's Day whatsoever. It's an absolute scam. It's nobody wins on Valentine's Day. Men can't win. Women are left disappointed because men don't know what to be getting them. And I think it's all a scam, really, isn't it, to be honest with you? We're almost, obliged to buy a card for every occasion. But no, I think Mother's Day, Father's Day cards and birthday cards are obviously a sympathy card, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I understand
But, I'm not a monster, but the rest of it, no.
I'm not a monster.
I just would not. I think Valentine's Day is the biggest waste of money ever. It really is an absolute scam,
I'm still feeling bad about your car because I know you saved up for that.
Oh, I tell you what, Niall, my car blew up and then I got a new car and then that wasn't going well. So I brought it back to the garage and the garage I was dealing with were absolutely brilliant, I have to say. So they let me return the car. Now, it was fixable and all that, but I couldn't be dealing with it, sitting on the M50 sweating, wondering what was going to go wrong. So I got this car, I was absolutely on top of the world then, and then it's just something else. I wish I could get a problem that didn't always cost me money.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I know that feeling.
So do we all.
Yeah. So does everyone.
Everybody's in the same boat.
And do you ever notice, you know when you get a bit of surprise money, something that you weren't expecting somewhere, right? I don't know, 500 quid that you kind of weren't expecting off somebody. Remember that. Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot all about that 500 quid. That's great. And then all of a sudden the bill comes in. It goes like, it's just something happens or something happens to the engine of your car or something. And bang goes the 500 quid that you just got. It's always the way.
Yeah. Remember me telling you now that my New Year's resolution was going to be to save.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's going to be next year's resolution because I have been saving, but every single week that I've put money by, something has happened.
Right, so you had to spend it again.
Every single week.
Yeah.
And off it goes again. Yeah. So
no, I'm sorry.
You're better off going on the piss.
You're better off going on the piss, he said. She does. She goes on the piss on a Friday night. She goes for sleepovers.
Sorry to hear about your car. There's nothing worse, honestly.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just bring Lily into the conversation. Hang on, gang. Lily, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall.
How are you?
I'm out. I'm walking down the street. Go on.
Oh, yeah. By the way, how's the weather in your neck of the woods in the west of Ireland?
It's not too bad now.
Okay.
Tell me what the topic is.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Now, if you need to know that, I don't know why you're on. But anyway, do you buy birthday cards and Mother's Day cards and Father's Day cards, or is it time to get rid of all that tradition?
Yeah, you should always buy Mother's Day cards, Father's Day cards, Christmas cards, Valentine cards. Yes, yes. Keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just keep it going. Yeah. And is it not a waste of money? Should we change the name of Father's Day to Person's Day?
Yeah, but Niall. Yeah. Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day. It's the only time people get to write. There'll soon be no writing. There'll all be text messages. It's not the same.
No, it isn't, is it?
No.
No. And have you got your power, by the way, Lily, in the west of Ireland?
Have I got my what?
Have you got your power? Jesus Christ.
Power. Our power is back, yeah.
Oh, it's back. Oh, it did go, did it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a blood from a stone. Sorry, Lily. Yeah, what?
Niall.
Yeah.
Would you text your mum Happy Mother's Day. Would you? Aren't you going to send your mother a Happy Mother's Day card?
I would, but I don't think she'd get it. She's dead 14 years.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm okay. I want to have a laugh with you. But she is dead 14 years.
All right.
More than 14 years. I think she's dead now at 16 years, yeah.
I'm really sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay, I'm going to go because...
By the way, you know what her name was?
Huh?
Do you know what my mother's name is?
Your mother's name is Lily.
Lily, that's right. It was Lily.
That's right.
Your line is very bad there. It's very difficult to hear you. But thanks very much anyway, Lily. I appreciate your call. Sorry, Sean, just getting back to the cards very briefly. So you believe that we should leave as is what you're saying to me?
Absolutely, Noel. You know, it's not doing any harm. You know, if somebody handed me a person's card, right, you know, well, I wasn't my kids.
Happy Person's Day.
It wouldn't make, you know, it wouldn't be the same, Noel. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, and as I said to you, dear,
I'm going to send Siobhan a good luck card because she needs it.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. I'll send her one myself. You know.
I need a gift card.
She needs a gift card for a garage.
Yes, GoFundMe card.
Yeah, by the way, if there's any panel beaters out there, you know, who want to do a job for Siobhan at a good price, she's a good woman. She works hard for her children. She was carrying two jobs at one stage. She's just got herself a new car and she hasn't got a bean and she wants her car fixed. So if there's any panel beaters out there, you know, want to do a little bit of a charitable job, Siobhan... Yeah, okay. Listen, lads, ladies, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you very much indeed, Sean and Siobhan. And if anybody, by the way, texts in and wants to do Siobhan's job, we'll put you in touch with her, all right? Now, somebody says, live in Connemara, survived 3 days with no power, no heat, no network coverage. There are parts of Connemara not expected to be back until February the 6th. We drove to our nearest town 13 miles away just to get a network signal and charge our phones. Thankfully, we had a little cooker that runs on a yellow cylinder, so at least we can make a cuppa. But there are areas down here where people and a lot of the elderly people who had no way of charging their phones. If by any chance they had a fire in their house, they would have somehow have to drive a half an hour to the nearest fire station just to alert them. Assuming they could do that, of course. This has been a real wake-up call. Thank God for battery radio. Yeah, very few people have battery radios these days. That is a wake-up call, isn't it? And communication is vital now. It wasn't back, you know, we used to get power cuts back in the 1670s and we didn't have communication in those days, really. We didn't have phones, most of us didn't even have a landline. So we didn't miss it and the world wasn't built around it. But now the world is built around communication. It is completely, because in the old days where we didn't have phones, there was a phone box at the end of every street. And if you needed to ring 999, that's where you went. Now we don't have the phone boxes. They're gone. So, you know, if Mary in the middle of West of Ireland or wherever she happens to be in Connemara, you know, you're right, has a fire or has a fall. Imagine her, 70 years of age. And her only communication is her little thing around her neck. You know, the little thing that they press for an emergency, or they have a phone with a special phone number in it. And the only way they can communicate is that way. And that's now gone. And they have a fall at the end of the stairs and hurt their hip or something like that. There's no way they can contact anybody. They're just going to lie there and die. Like, that's terrible. And who do we blame for that? I've said it already. You can't blame people on the storm. Of course you can't. Nobody's fault the storm happened. But you can blame a government for not setting up a system whereby people like that are provided for. And you can also blame a government for not reducing the possibility of you losing your power, because prevention is better than cure. And you can also blame a government for going on holidays when it all happened. But listen, thank you to everybody who's got involved in that topic. We're moving on after the break, by the way. And we will be talking about choosing not to have a child. Is it a selfish thing?
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.